Okay. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
You're fine. Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Bag is Back podcast. And today we have Bukumi, also known as Books, on today's episode. You said you're fine, but, you know, how's your weekend?
Weekend is fine. My weekend is okay.
Okay. All right. You know, before we get started, also, we all have to play a round of categories. And for those who don't know, categories is a game where you pick a category from the deck of cards, and then we mention categories. The person who cannot mention or hesitates is the loser. So play round of three.
Okay.
And best of three, what would the winner get?
Lunch?
Yeah. When? Is it for the whole week? That's my kind of bet. If it's for the whole week,
you buy me lunch / dinner, actually.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll do lunch and dinner. All right. We'll just pick just a little from the deck, and I'll give it a nice shuffle. This is how we shuffle from back in the day. But, all right. So the first category is planets.
Earth.
No, wait now.
No. Well, you have to start. Yeah, and you looked at me, so no, I was like, okay.
Okay. So, planets, I'll start then, you go. And are you ready? Planets, starting Mercury.
Earth.
Jupiter.
Venus.
Saturn.
One. Oh.
You didn't even give me space.
You paused. You were like,
Okay, 1-0. 1-0, your turn. Pick from the deck.
Ooh, the category is music streaming services.
Hey, how many are there?
It's
okay. Yeah, let's go.
Spotify.
Apple Music. That's... I told you. How many?
There's YouTube.
Yeah, there's YouTube, there's Pandora, there's Amazon
Music.
I do.
Amazon Music.
1-1.
1-1.
All right. Let's go. Now, this one is similar.
What is it?
So it's video streaming services.
Let's do it.
Video streaming services that you know. YouTube.
Netflix.
Apple TV.
First of all,
continue,
you
continue.
Okay. HBO.
Hulu.
Crave.
HBO Max.
That's the same thing. 2-0. That's the same thing.
2-1. 2-1.
Okay. Sorry, that's the same
thing. Okay, so lunch for Bukumi. So... You won. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I beat you at your own game. Yeah. I told you I was going to beat you.
All right. That was excellent. All right. We'll get started with the podcast.
Okay. Your guy is going to edit this, right? So I can just like be myself. Like I don't, because I'm very conscious of the fact that I'm being filmed, but I don't want to be.
But all these parts will be in, like it will be part of it.
I mean, you can use this for like bloopers.
No, it's not bloopers. It's part of it. It is.
I'm
it
not
is
used
part
to
of
being
it.
In front of the camera. Oh, I'm more behind the scenes, so I'm very like I don't even want to look at the camera.
So you see that now brings us into today's podcast. You say you are always behind the scenes. So today we have Bukumi, who is a marketer. Sometimes I just call her a digital marketer, but you know she does a lot behind the scenes so that you can see all of the consumer stuff that you see on a daily. So can you just introduce yourself to our guests? Let us know what you do behind the scenes.
Hi, my name is Bukumi.
Hi, Bukumi.
I'm a marketing specialist.
Sweet.
Focusing on social and digital media. I've been in this space for like 6 years.
Oh, yeah.
And I've worked across various industries with like small business owners, banks. I've even worked with governments. I love storytelling, and I think that's how I transitioned into marketing.
What did you transition from?
I was a lawyer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I went to law school.
Does law prepare you for anything in marketing?
I think so. I think there's a lot of reading and research in law, and that also applies in marketing too as well. You have to read a lot. I'm constantly reading, like every single day.
It's a lot of reading. Okay.
It's a lot of reading.
That's good. So, you know, take us behind the scenes a little bit. What does your day-to-day look like in marketing, just generally? And if it changes, does it change a lot?
I think it depends. So, a lot of meetings.
Okay.
A lot of reviewing stuff. So, basically, I lead social and digital in my agency. Mm-hmm. So I work with external vendors for our clients. So the foundation is like you have a campaign that you're running throughout the year or okay. for like maybe winter or fall, and then your vendors have to like you have to work with your vendors to create a strategy. And then after the strategy comes a lot of reviewing of content, reviewing of pictures, reviewing of videos, reviewing of copy, shooting, going to location to shoot,
okay.
having the right messaging, making sure that working with influencers, mm-hmm. making sure that you're in like the influencers that you pick are the right ones, making sure that they are saying the right things, making sure that I think at the end of the day, especially for like my agency, you have to sell tickets.
Okay.
So we have to sell tickets. That's the most important thing. So it's a lot of meetings, a lot of reviewing, a lot of research, a lot of like reading, thinking outside the box, pivoting to as well, because things happen.
So do you do like a lot of thinking that has to do with like creative, coming up with like creative material? Do you have to do that yourself and instruct like a designer to do that, or you can just leave it to whoever the designer is?
I mean, it depends, mm-hmm. right? I'm now in the phase of my career where I don't have to execute because execution...
So that means you're like a manager level.
Execution is the worst. It's not the worst, sorry. Let me not say that.
Yeah.
It takes time. Like, listen, you can spend a whole day
mm-hmm.
executing. And when I first started, that's what I was doing.
What does executing look? What do you mean? Is it by... Do you mean tactical work?
Yes, so creating the post, uploading the post, editing the pictures, mm-hmm. writing the copy, you know, answering things on Instagram, answering things on Facebook. You're the one that is executing the strategy that has been created.
Okay.
So I've done that for like, I still do it on the side.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it takes a lot to do that, especially when if you're a one man team, right? So what I do is I create the strategy and mm-hmm. someone executes it. So I do come up with like the creative concept, and then it's for the agencies to execute it.
So that means working with a lot of agencies. But I want to take a step back. Now going from your law degree, just take us back a little bit from undergrad, you know, to grad school. Then where was that point that you were like, oh, okay, it's marketing that's for me? And then when did you now switch? Who gave you the opportunity to switch? Just take us through that journey.
I just wrote a LinkedIn article about this.
Oh, make for sure real?
Write it. Yeah. What? So basically,
we'll put your LinkedIn.
Put my LinkedIn. I'm trying to grow my brand, please.
Oh, sweet, sweet, sweet. Love it.
I think I've always loved stories. Like, this is, and I will say this, like, this is different. I've been an avid reader, so I've been reading since I was little. And I think,
how fast do you read? Just side question.
I read fast because I've been reading
like
for
a
time.
Like a 400 page book. How long?
Maybe a week.
A week.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
If I'm dedicated. So I wanted to be an actress or a journalist.
Ah, yes. That's why I like movies.
Yes, I wanted to be an actress or a journalist, but my dad was like, nope.
Nigerian dad, shout out to Nigerian dad.
He was like, girl, don't even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for me, I was like a purely art student. I did history, I did literature.
Okay.
I did Bible knowledge, like... The only science I did was biology. That's because it was compulsory. You have to do one science subject.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the next thing to do is law. Like, what am I going to do with... Like, you know when you do your WAEC and when you apply to schools, especially if you do A-level. So I did A-levels too as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the topics I did were law, psychology, and sociology.
Okay.
Law, psychology, and sociology. Like, listen, give me a book to read. I'll read it and put everything down for you. So
you're good with summaries, like.
Yeah, I'm good with summaries. Okay. So law was like the easy, like, yeah. I didn't even know anything but law. Like, okay, you have done art, what else can you do? We didn't have the resources to know that you could do even like business management or like marketing. So I did law and I really enjoyed law, like, for the 3 years I did it.
Oh, 3 years. That's
when I, like, went in school.
Okay, okay.
So when I graduated, I went to law school, and then after law school I worked in a law firm, and I think that was the beginning of
your social...
No, that was the beginning of when I was like, this is not for me.
Oh.
When I was working in a Nigerian law firm.
So who gave you the opportunity to take a peek at, like, what marketing is? Who gave you that?
Honestly, myself. I used to curate a lot of things, like my Pinterest, my Tumblr.
Oh.
At that time, my sister had this, like, vintage store.
Okay.
Years ago. And then I used to be the one to, like, do the Instagram. So I applied for a job. Like, this was, like, listen, and she gave me a chance, and honestly, that's how I...
Oh, you applied for
a applied job? Applied for a job. Someone was looking for a social media. No, someone was looking for a social media assistant, and because I had helped my sister, and I had so much knowledge of, like, social media. I was using Tumblr, I was using Pinterest, I was using Instagram. I just had that knowledge. So someone gave me a chance, and that was how it happened. Mm-hmm. From that, I was able to get clients when I was in Nigeria for myself. Mm-hmm. I had, like, 5 clients. And then after a year of doing that, my friend sent me this job because I was like, you know what? I think I want to really just focus on marketing. I've been telling my friends. So she sent me this job posting. I applied. I got it. It's called Redwire. And that was the beginning.
Oh, what did you do for Redwire?
I was a digital and social media manager. So obviously, yeah, this is just my Canva knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Helped clients with, like, their social campaigns and their digital campaigns.
Yeah.
And just learn. I think, like, I don't know, when you're younger, you're also so hungry and confident. Like, there's nothing you cannot do.
Does that fade away? 100%. I mean, it does fade away. True. 100%. It does fade away.
When I would be sliding to DMs. Oh, I can see that, like, you need in, like, I was balling, you know.
So your form of marketing is more... Now, let's go into, like, what kind of marketing. You say you were sliding into DMs. Would you call that, like, what kind of branches are there in marketing? Which one did you go for? And, you know, that sliding to DMs is sort of like guerrilla. I don't know.
That, I mean, that was me trying to, like, find opportunities. Yeah. I would say, like, social strategy is like my if you say, oh, what's something you can do, you'll see probably social strategy.
What are the different branches? What made you go for social?
Because it's fun, and it's, at that social time, it was nice to, like, just, like, put stuff together and curate stuff. And I also am very pop culture infused. So I think when you know, my love for books, my love for music, my love for film, my movies, love for pop culture, like, everything is just, is easy to me.
Okay.
But I think as I started, like, after 2 years of working and then going to do my master's, and now, like, okay, there are more layers to marketing. I love consumer culture. I think, like, marketing is psychology, point blank period. Like,
yeah, I know someone who is doing neuroscience and they are looking to go into marketing. So, like, that sounds very evil, because why would you be studying the human brain and then, so you want to be able to manipulate us? But so psychology, what psychology would I say? What, maybe there's an everyday psychology that you see play out that helps you in marketing. Is there one, like a low hanging fruit? I'd be like, oh, people do this, so we use that to.
I think, like, emotional marketing, like,
oh yeah,
hitting people where the hearts, because human beings are emotional beings, so using storytelling to make campaigns or making sure that, like, you're touching a human emotion is my favorite part of marketing. Like, I love storytelling. I think storytelling makes the world go around. I think stories help make the world easy or easier to live in. Like, and I think people, when people, like, I don't know, I think I'm a weird person. I really, really enjoy consuming, like, film and TV and books, because
if you want to be in the consumer's mind, you have to be able to you have to mirror their 100%, kind of
and it's also
actions.
Interesting to see how people like think of ideas. Like my favorite author, not my favorite author, but someone I'm so inspired by, and honestly, if I ever get a chance to meet her,
yeah,
is J.K. Rowling.
Oh wow, okay.
The woman that wrote Harry Potter, because I want to.
No, I don't know.
I want to know what's like. How does someone create a world that does not? Do you know what that like? Oh. Creating a fictional world, creating another language, like I want to know all what goes spells. On in your mind.
And that people are still, they're even trying to tell people that, you know, Harry Potter came out almost 20 years ago, like, move on to other things.
Like, I know, but it's like, do you know how incredible it is for a human being to create, like, what are you thinking about? That's story. How I look at it. Like, people that create all these movies, like, it's so inspiring, like, what happens? Like, what do you do? So, I don't know, it's like, I like storytelling, I think, like...
Yeah. So you mentioned your master's. What did you master in? And how does it relate?
I did my master's in digital experience with MDI. Master's in digital experience innovation. Please cut this out. It was like a combination of like marketing, business, UI, UX design. So I think that helped me in the like design thinking, because when I was working in Nigeria, I just had like Google knowledge and Canva. I would just read. But when I did my master's, it was like, okay, there's more. You have to use data as well.
Okay.
You have to use data to inform your campaigns. You have to do a lot of like A-B testing. So I think my master's helped me, I guess, hone the marketing skills for that. Like we did, what did we do? We did project management. Mm-hmm. We did... design thinking, which was really nice. We did UX, UI, and design thinking is one of my favorite courses.
Me too. Not that I did the course, but like
I enjoyed this because it was also, they were like movie producers or movie directors. This is how they create like fictional worlds. So they use design thinking. And there are two terms that I can't remember the terms. That's something is.
Empathize. No, there are the five steps of design thinking.
No, there's something you do when you're creating worlds.
Prototyping?
No, I can't remember. It's like it's either a positive world
or storyboarding
or a negative world. Right? There's something you do. I can't remember. Sorry.
Okay. Oh no, but I think it ties all to, because a brand is a story.
Yeah, 100%.
So, and that's what you just have to look at all the elements of the brand and try to create a story that audiences can connect to. But you know, if we now go back, if we go to your career, like what you do, how hard, because the job market these days is very hard, but how hard was it for you to get into like marketing? That's when you moved, because you were in Nigeria, you moved here. What does, you know, interviewing, what does getting a job like as a marketer feel like? What does interviewing feel like? Can you walk us through that?
Feels like you are begging.
Please give me a job.
It feels like you're begging. I think, like, I would say, thank you, Jesus. I'm highly favored. I was doing my master's, so, and obviously COVID happened.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I need to get a job before school finishes.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get a job. But I was applying for 4 months or like 6 months or 5 months.
Before
I started applying early.
Okay.
And listen, marketing, they will tell you to do tests, they will tell you to submit video. Guarantee that.
Have you submitted a video before? Like, what did you... Give us a case study example.
So, a case study example, they wanted me to create a social media campaign for a mobile company.
Okay.
That's
mobile
hard.
App or
like
mobile
company,
phone.
Mobile service provider.
Oh, okay.
Like it's like Virgin Plus or like Rogers. How do you create a social media campaign? We're launching like a new product.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard because you have to research, you have to create audience persona.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, sometimes I'm just like, can you just, I'm working for money. I'm not working for passion. I'm just joking. I love my job. I love my profession. You have to, like, I think you have to sell yourself. Okay. So you have to be able to talk.
Do you? Because me, I get tired of talking sometimes. And as a marketer, you have to. Do you have to be an extrovert? I don't know. You're not an extrovert now.
I'm not. I don't know. I think I'm.
You are in the middle.
I'm in the middle. Okay, I personally believe that, and I'm learning. You need to be out there as a marketer.
Okay.
You need to be able to champion your work to as well. Like, obviously, it's good for your work to speak for itself, but it's 2024. Like, there's so many things. Like, you need to be able to be like, you know what, mm-hmm. this is what I've done, this is what I can do. Even in any profession, I think. Like, not just marketing. I think, like, people will work with people they love, and I think you have to have the confidence to just always, like, put yourself out there. Regardless of, like, your profession. Like, it's 2024 now. Like, it's so hard to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine not putting... Like, if...
You have to do the extra work as well. Yeah.
And just talk.
Yeah. What was your worst interview experience?
Recently. Oh, my God. I hope my...
Well, recently. Don't worry.
I was interviewing for this job, and the guy just seemed so uninterested, and I knew I was going to get it. So, I think it was on him.
Oh, okay.
He was eating during the interview.
Oh, wow.
It felt like the guy was... He didn't even ask me, like, oh, do you have any questions? He just said, okay, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. I think that was a very, very...
Yeah.
So...
But, yeah. Well, okay. Moving...
I had a TikTok interview.
Which... Oh, okay. Oh, with TikTok?
With TikTok.
Okay.
And then they put, like, 5 people in front of me. That was my worst. I did not know why.
Five people panel. That's very scary.
I
is that very common with marketing interviews?
No.
So it's always just 1-on-1.
Or 2-on-1 or 3. I've had 3 people on 1.
Oh, okay.
But I wasn't expecting that 5-on-1. I
like
know
five
that
people,
they did.
Yes.
They put their title in the header.
Oh my God.
So I could see
Chief Marketing Officer.
Global Communication. And I was fresh out of like my master's. So I didn't even know. I'm like, I wouldn't have hired me.
Okay. I see. So, because if you are interviewing, one thing I look for when I'm interviewing is the person's understanding of first principle knowledge of that particular career. What would you look for in a marketer when you're interviewing them, or what you've seen that they look for? I mean, we've said storytelling, but what are some other, like, minute things that you think would say, okay, this person, I think they know what they're doing?
I mean, you have to be able to talk about your work. You have to be talking about, like, trends. Like, also we have metrics, right, in marketing. Mm-hmm. You have to be familiar with that too as well.
What metrics? Can you give us some
metrics? It depends
metrics?
On the goal. So it's like, oh, they can ask you for, like, this. It depends on the goal. Maybe, what? Like, engagement, oh, okay. Or like follower accounts, mm-hmm. or impressions, or like, I'm now in the digital space, so there's a lot of, like, you know, CPO low, CTR, CCC, how much money, oh my Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. If you have a budget of like 1.2, how would you split it, mm-hmm. up in all the channels?
Oh yeah.
I don't know these things.
Do you feel like in today's day and age, you need more, obviously you need more budget, but is it possible for people to break out with little budgets nowadays?
100%. Let me tell you, I don't know. I believe that we're lazy. Human beings are lazy, and mm-hmm. social media is work. The person that is willing to sit down and do the work and spend the 10 hours creating something,
mm-hmm.
is the person that is successful.
Who can turn out the most work?
I've done it where, like, I start something and, like, I just want to get this over and done with. So you don't pull, like, your 100%. Maybe you pull, like, 75%.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Is, like, that how it is at work too? Or work just has a way of...
It's just exhausting. It's not easy. It's exhausting. Like, now they've given me spreadsheets to be looking at 24/7. I don't know why I came into this industry. Like, your brain is, like, constantly think. I kid you not. I sleep and I'm like, okay.
What am I doing? You're just... living, breathing, sleeping, marketing.
Even, listen, I'm not even... I can imagine my director. I can imagine the things that she goes through. Right. Like, me, if we don't sell tickets, that's above my pay grade. It's not me that you come to first.
Oh, yeah.
There are other people before me. So, mine is just to panic small if, like, I don't know, maybe money is missing from my budget, or I spent my budget, or something. You know, you do a campaign and it's not as successful as you would have hoped. If I'm not selling, it's not me they will lock. It's not me they will hold.
But is that you eventually have to get there as a marketer?
When I get there, no worries. But as for now.
let me chill.
Like, I see. Let me do what they are paying me for, but it's like right now I'm working on a campaign, I'm not selling out. That my director is stressed.
So yeah, you just have to put in like a lot of work.
You have to put in a lot of work.
And I feel like it's more these days because things are just changing. Style is changing. Oh, everybody's attention is like 1.5 seconds now.
Like you it's I don't know. Like things are changing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's
for I wanted to, you know, let me know some interesting, because marketing too is very interesting to me. And I've seen that it's not just maybe, you know, there's a traditional one way type of marketing that is like put things in people's face, but you can go about it creatively as you like. I went for a show where Lily Singh came, and Lily Singh, the popular YouTuber. So she was like, it's not only you creating or you doing your craft, like it's not only you being creative with the craft, like maybe you are creating card game.
Yeah.
It's not just being creative with creating the card game, but also be creative with the marketing and also the business too as well. So come up with something creative, but that's also work. That's also work. So putting in the work is a lot, and you know that's why sometimes we call people like you to come and help us with it. But I'm curious what some very interesting marketing campaigns have been for you. And I have some, and because I'm interested in marketing, I'm always trying to, when something goes, I'm always maybe looking for like YouTube videos or looking for explaining why some things went well. And I was watching the case of Central C, you know, Central C, the UK rapper. Mm-hmm. So he was trying to market an album, and he was using a color to market the album. So he was using the color orange. And so anywhere you see orange, he wants you to associate it with his album. And which was a very good campaign for me. Everything he was doing, there was some element of orange. And so anytime you see orange, and it caught me yesterday because I saw the back of someone's tail lights, and it was orange, and I was like, oh shit, Central Seals album. Well, some stuff like that. That's an interesting one to me. Do you have any ones that like catch your attention that you like?
There's so many these days. I don't know. I think the only one I can think of are like the Nike ads.
Okay.
Where they do like the compilation of like different athletes.
Okay.
And they like tell a story to like inspire you. I mean it does the job. Nike doesn't really have to do much marketing these days.
Yeah, they just stuff out there.
I also think Skims is,
oh, they're doing a good job.
Yeah, they do. And but it's also they have the money. They have the budget so as well.
Is it very possible to... Does budget equal success? I mean, I feel like budget equals success. No. To an extent, because on Instagram, if you can throw a lot of money on those Instagram ads, you can get some very good eyeballs. But does money... Can you... And I'm not talking about maybe like, you know, medium budget, like big budget. Is it possible to go wrong with big budget?
Yes. I don't know what happened. That Snoop Dogg. I don't know if you know.
Oh, yeah. The pot. The
brand.
Yeah.
They hired. It was a great marketing campaign, right? Because even me, so I was like, Snoop Dogg.
They pay attention, yeah.
And I'm sure they paid him a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But it did not convert in sales. And they had to fire the CMO.
No.
Because it's probably like you paid this guy a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
He brought a lot of brand awareness, and I'm even getting engagement. But and that's the thing about now that I work in an agency where we need sales. Like, you can be as creative as you want. If it's not converting to sales,
oh yeah,
you are failed.
So it has to, even if, because something like the Snoop Dogg ad brought a lot of eyeballs. But what's the connection between eyeballs and, because if you get so many eyeballs, it sometimes converts to
it does, but it's also just like it was a I don't know what was it. Was a grilling company?
But it was a smokeless.
I think they didn't understand their audience, and that is it, right? Who buys? Who I don't know. I don't know their audience. Stuff. Who buys this stuff? Do they relate to Snoop? They probably should have used like an old white man,
mm-hmm.
right? True. People like saw it. We were excited. Oh, everybody spoke. Like, well, it's like, okay, who is? I'm not buying it. Like, and people that are excited about it, and like they're not buying it. So if you don't choose the right person.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, they fired the marketing manager or the CMO. So it's like, sometimes...
Yeah, it's just... It has
that's
to,
where
it has
the
to
data comes in. And it's sometimes also... But it's luck, honestly. These things are trial and error.
Do you feel like people with data science knowledge can come in...
100%.
And do you have to, as a marketer, do you have to study that? Does that...
You need to understand data. You need to understand data, even if it's like the barest minimum. Like...
Yeah.
I do digital and social. So now digital is, I do ads too as well. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the most stressful part of my job. Because, not like I don't understand it, but I'm not very good with numbers. And there are lots of like numbers involved. So I really have to take my time. But we also have like a data analyst on our team. And he helps with like, kind of dissects everything for me. So he does that, so I'm able to now be like, okay, this is how we're going to go about it. Because, you know, in our lower funnel or upper funnel, we're seeing more sales. Maybe we should now start targeting people.
Okay.
In our lower funnel. So those things, it's like, you need to just be able to understand data. And I don't think data is that hard to understand. It's just saying that like 40 people bought this thing. Maybe you should like...
Okay, yeah. Figure out who those, what those kind of, what those 40 people are. Now, I want to ask for your advice now to two sets of people. One is a new person entering into, we'll start with a new person entering into marketing and a company that is just starting out that wants to start marketing. So, starting with a new person who wants to just go into the field, where will you advise them that they should start looking, or what from their past should they look at to inform that, okay, I might be good at marketing? Then what advice will you now give them, like starting out to enter the field?
Just start. Like, read. Know what, like, know. Not just start. I don't want to say like know your why, but marketing is also about like practicality. You cannot apply for a job and you don't have a portfolio.
So how do you
show that experience, even if it's just like volunteering, so that you like, you cannot never get hired if you don't have a portfolio. Even my first job, I had to like put something. I didn't have experience. It was like my sister's business that I was doing. I didn't even understand. I just literally took screenshots and put it in in a PDF, and that was my portfolio. But you have to have something to like show.
Oh yeah.
Your skill.
What should be in those portfolio?
Basically, like your profile, the things you've worked on, the results. Because everybody likes seeing results, right? Your process too, as well. People like seeing like your even in my, and I don't even think there's a wrong way.
Just write down
just,
the process.
Yeah, it's just like the process you took, whether you went outside or whether you studied something. So I think for someone that wants to enter into marketing, just know that like you are going to read every single day till you die.
Oh,
and
shit.
Start.
Okay.
And things are changing. When I started, there was no TikTok.
Yeah.
Now there's TikTok. Now there's like people that are even asking for 4 years in crypto as a like. Like they'll say,
4 years in crypto.
4 years in. I've seen 5 years. Oh, you must have 5 years experience as a marketing manager in the crypto space. When did crypto come out?
When?
Or gaming industries now. Yeah. Like, also, I would say niche it down. because everybody wants a, like, even gaming industries, you must have 3 years in the gaming industry. CPG, you must have 3 years in the CPG. E-commerce, you must have 4 years. Like, I guess the more niche you are, the better your chances are, because there was one of a job I was in the final round and I didn't get the job because they were like, you don't have enough CPG experience.
What niche are you? I mean, you said social.
I'm not a niche. I'm in the niche of where the money is. honestly, I don't have any niche because, like, my first job was in an agency. Now I'm working in an agency.
Okay.
And then my first job in Canada, I was working for a tech non-profit.
Okay.
And then I went for a mobile I went for Virgin. So, sometimes the more experiences you have, the better. You just have, like,
a wealth of...
But now, these days, I'm seeing people want you to niche down. Like, how can you tell me to have 4 years of experience in the gaming industry? Even film, have 4 years in the fashion industry or film industry. My dream industry will probably be, like, lifestyle. Because, obviously, I love fashion. Can I swear?
So like... Vogue, them type
of... Yes. Okay. Vogue. Oh my gosh,
Have you been seeing the Vogue trend as someone will just go and do like a weird,
weird
pose and then they'll put Vogue on top.
Even before Vogue was Vogue, I've had that like in my vision board when I was a child.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I want to work for Vogue, I want to work for like E! News, I want to work for Spotify, Netflix... I was working for a media company. Hey, good.
Let's manifest it. Let's manifest it.
I hope my employer is not seeing this.
they are seeing this.
But they're like, you know,
manifest it. But that's good. Now moving on to the like a new business owner.
Don't where start.
Should start to.
I think also if you're a new business owner, I think the thing about social media was like the internet. People want to feel like they can relate. Mm-hmm. So document as much as possible. Show the raw content, how you are building your business. And I honestly, TikTok has made things so easy. Just document how you're doing it. Even if it doesn't have to be perfect. Yeah. It doesn't have to be like a nice, cut, refined video. You can just do day in the life. This is how you are doing it. But as a business owner, you have to put yourself out there.
Where is marketing going towards? Do you have any insight into the future? Or is it just... It's not good to just judge something like 6 months in advance. You know, people, they can tell, okay, where is technology going to now? Maybe technology is going towards AI, blockchain, quantum computing type of thing. So companies can align themselves towards that. But with marketing, can a marketing department or marketing head like forecasting the future, like, let's stick with this?
I think marketing is going to be very like specific. Like before, there was like marketing where it was just traditional marketing, right?
So throw stuff in people's face,
newspaper, if you know,
billboards.
Now social, like it will be niche down. There are influencer managers now. There are podcast managers now. So I think it is evolving, and very soon you will need like an Instagram special. Like, it's going to be so niche. You're going to need like someone for a particular medium that hones that role. And I think we're already seeing that now. And I always tell my friends, so I will tell everyone that is listening, get in your creator bag, because...
Is a creator economy now.
It's a creator economy, and that's the fastest way to retire. I work with influencers, and I pay them ridiculous amounts of money.
What's the biggest? Can you tell us? Tell us.
I pay somebody $20,000 for one video.
For one video, Jesus. How many seconds?
It was 1 minute.
1 minute, wow. And we should all be... Let's start creating.
You just even seen all these people too that are like... Cardi B said it. I was watching one TikTok where she was like, influencers are now competing with celebrities for like brand deals, because nowadays brands don't even want to work with celebrities. They are working with influencers because they've built that authentic, genuine community. And honestly, I think TikTok has made things so easy to be an influencer. It is what it is. Like, the pandemic, before they were like, okay, influencers on like Instagram and like all these YouTube people.
Oh yeah.
But the pandemic, TikTok literally produced influencers from TikTok that are now multimillionaires. Like, these kids on TikTok, even those, like, these kids in Nigeria, this guy, this Ebunloa guy.
Oh yeah.
Did I get his name right?
I'm not even sure. I think I know. Gosh. I know who you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
But yeah, we can't.
Shout out, they're a gang.
Yeah, they do a lot.
They are so smart. I'm sure those people are like living there in their bag. And then there are these bag American ones too as well. That, you know, they started this whole TikTok house. Like they bought a house and all of them stayed there. And they were, all they did was like create content. Get on your Zoom. Okay, I'm just joking. But if, I don't know. I just think it's changing. Like, you don't even want to work with a celebrity anymore. You want to work with an influencer.
Because celebrities, they might be just a lot. And an influencer with like 20k followers, you can just talk to them directly. Oh, do this, boom, and it's done.
And they have such a cult. Like, they have such a... Like, when I say not a cop, but they have such a like devoted community, especially the makeup girlies. Oh my lord! People are in their bag. People are in, and I. It's not easy, obviously. I'm not saying like it's probably very hard. It's not easy. Consistency is not an easy thing to do or to achieve. And one thing that I always remind myself of, unfortunately, I'm not consistent. I read it somewhere, like, small steps of consistency is what leads to excellence. That's just it. Like, it is what it is. Like, if you're consistent every day, you see the results. But unfortunately, not everybody can be consistent every day.
It's hard. You know, they'll be giving us the advice all the time. We'll be consistent with this. But people's lives are...
Things are happening. We're waking up bills and... Like, it's not easy. Yeah. And I think the people that are excellent, they are probably consistent.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll just... I'm always in support of finding a very sustainable, thinking about it deeply before you start something, and then thinking of a very sustainable way that is consistent for you.
I agree.
All right. do you have any other word of advice for us? I want to delve into wine and books because. Yeah, wine and books is a concept that you came up with and a brand that you came up with. That
brand that I'm manifesting will be a brand one day.
But I like that you are sort of consistent with the brand because it comes into
who I am.
Yeah, it comes into who you are. Like, I think you carry it with you every day. So what is wine and books? What do you envision it to be? How did you come up with the name? I know how you came up with the name. Please share.
Okay, during the pandemic, my friends were too far from me, so I'm like, I'm going to start a book club so that you guys will have to talk to me.
Okay.
And I'm like, what would be my name? And I'm like, I like wine and I like books, and my nickname is Books. So let's just put wine and books together. And I think without me even not knowing that, like, if I was a smart babe, there's so many things I could have done with wine and books. I don't know. I think it's a lifestyle brand, or it's just wine and books. Like, I like reading. I read a lot of books. I used to drink a lot of wine. I don't drink wine anymore.
It's for like upper middle class women. Right? You know, book club, Pilates, you know, yoga.
The thing is, I wanted to start a newsletter.
Oh, yeah.
I do that once, do not go back. If I was a serious person, it would be like a media brand. So it would be like a lifestyle brand.
What is which brand can you compare it with? Which brand can you say, okay, I envision it to be like this brand?
There's this brand I follow. It's called The Every Girl.
Oh, okay.
So it's a lifestyle media brand where they give you tips on like career, films, music, every single thing as a woman, basically finances, and even like the court too as well.
The court.
There's this, I don't know if it's a media house called The Court. They do culture. What's their tagline? Culture and something. I've decided to start building now, and I've started. You know, I have my TikTok. Follow me on TikTok.
What steps are you? Yeah, tell us like.
So the steps, I was like, I'm going to start putting myself out there. I have a TikTok. Follow me on my TikTok. I do movie recommendation, book recommendation, TV recommendation, and I think I've been doing a good job in being consistent. It's not easy because I actually hate social media because I do it for work.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes I don't even want to stare at my phone.
Yeah.
But this is my dream, and I'm not even saying that. Like, I've always wanted to be in the media space. Not even on a, like, be a media personality. But pop culture and lifestyle has always been a dream of mine. I don't even know how to explain it. I think all my friends know this.
Okay.
So I'm manifesting it and I'm working towards it, that one day when you guys see me, it's like, right, you never know where these things will take you. Yeah. And I think that's why I'm, because you just never know. You never know who is looking at your account, right? Yeah, and it's not even as if I'm doing anything so creative. I'm just putting pictures together. But yeah, you know, I've always, and the thing about it is, we're also now in a world where people are living their dreams. Like, oh, I'm, yeah, and why just, not, right? Just, like, look, know, at Tim's.
Yeah.
Look at all these people. Like, why can't you just reach for the stars? And I just do. Like, people are doing it. And I think we are exposed enough and educated
so
enough.
Much,
yes, that
like
we can actually do it. Like, the sky is literally... Is it limits?
All these starting points, because there's already all these tools. So you're
so,
starting,
you know,
from the
yeah,
start.
Yeah, you're starting from the, like, and
yeah,
you don't want to be like, oh my gosh. And this is not even the first time I've started this. When I was in, I think, uni, I started this whole Instagram page called Pop Culture Anonymous.
Okay.
Where I just used to post about pop culture. I stopped that. There's so many things I've started and stopped,
I see it's the same, like, theme. So
exactly.
It would... I feel like with all these things, you're picking up experience. So this one started and stopped. You pick up some experience. You move it to
but
the
I
next
wish
one.
I wish I hadn't stopped. Cause who knows?
No, but the consistent thing is you actually still doing
is
the
it?
Pop culture. Yeah. So you might feel like it's just you're stopping that one, but no, you're carrying. I can imagine myself too. There are a lot of projects that I've started and stopped, but there's a common thread that I'm like taking across all of them, and there are lessons you learn from each of them that you are taking to your next venture and moving. So now you're doing Wine and Books.
I'm doing Wine and Books.
I wanted to ask who your target audience is for Wine and Books.
I don't have target audience, so anybody.
Does target audience is to, does it shape as you,
I think,
as
people that love movies, people that love film, people that want to start reading is going to be my audience. Like, the thing about it is I have all these ideas. If you know the amount of things that are running through my brain, and you have to be able to execute it, right?
Oh, yeah.
The amount of things, the amount of ideas I have, and sometimes you lose confidence in yourself. You're just like, I don't want to do this. But my point is, if I had stayed with Pop Culture Anonymous and really built that, who knows where I would have been. Maybe that would even be my source of income, right? So you never know. And I think, like, my own is, like, I want people to always try.
Oh, yeah.
Always try, always start. Like, don't ever let fear prevent you from trying, because you will regret it. And I regret a lot of things because I'm like, I will look at this, and the thing is, we have the same ideas. Everybody has the same idea. It's just the person can execute
that,
it.
Yeah, like whatever idea you have, there's already,
exactly. It's just the person that is executing it. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I had this idea. So it's like, you know what? I guess as you grow older, you get wiser. So
you
now
get,
I'm man.
You carry all the experiences, and then you because let's say as you said, Pop Culture Anonymous, maybe the way you started it and the way it was going was not a sustainable way for you.
Yeah.
So you take that experience and be like, okay, when I said Pop Culture Anonymous, what did I do that was sustainable? What did I do that was not sustainable? How did I, what are some things? And then you carry that to the next stuff.
I just had an idea. When you edit this video, I'm going to open up applying for jobs. I'm going to put it in my resume. Like, look at how passionate I am about marketing.
Yeah,
you should hire me.
You're actually very...
That's
why
I'm
telling you. I had a question, but now I lost my train of thought. With, you know, you say you have a lot of ideas, and I know that, like, you have a lot of ideas, and it's not a bad thing. Sometimes we might beat ourselves up that, oh, we're not executing on this one, but it's just our brain doing its thing, and because of the amount of things you've seen and things you've consumed in the past. But how do you stay productive, because you are a productive person.
Yeah.
How do you stay productive? How do you organize all your ideas? How do you, with work and with, you know,
yeah,
all the how do I stay work, productive? Marketing
I,
work,
I have
know?
Like 5-6 notebooks, if you can tell. I have 1, 2. I mean, I like to write, and then I'm also a routine person, which is, I don't know, which meant, like, I'm a routine person. I want to do things. So okay. I think having a routine is very productive. Waking up at a certain time, writing down ideas, I think. Yeah. I don't know, it depends. Sometimes I might not even be as productive as I want to be, but the first 5 hours of the day for me are my best hours.
Like, oh, okay.
You can't, after like 2 p.m., I've clocked out.
Oh, I see.
I like waking up early. I wake up early when your brain is still fresh. Wow. That's my plus. Oh. After 2 p.m., I'm like, you guys can't get anything out of me. But I stay productive by writing a lot of things. Writing, saving. I think, like, as a marketer too, as well, like, you need inspiration. Yeah. So I save a lot of things. Like, my TikTok is my Instagram. I'm on Pinterest. I'm on Tumblr. I'm on Facebook. I'm on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
I'm even on Reddit.
Oh, for real?
Because you get Reddit a lot has, of resources from Reddit.
Yeah. People, you just see what people are writing. People see, you get a lot of sentiment.
Yeah, you get a lot of sentiment. You get a lot of ideas from Reddit. So, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's good. I think we're coming towards the end of the interview. The last thing maybe I'll touch on is, what are some misconceptions about your career? What are some misconceptions that you want to clear the air on about marketing, being a marketing specialist?
I think people think marketing is easy.
Oh yeah, people think that it's all, you know, it's all creative.
Yeah, or just like post and go, or like, oh, yeah, like,
yeah,
it's not. Marketing is hard. Like, and I say this in my blog post that I just wrote. Check out my LinkedIn. Marketing is hard. Like,
oh yeah,
you have to be constantly reading and evolving and staying up to date. Like, now Google is disrupting digital space for us. When I say disrupting, like, there's a whole thing with cookies and AI that is disrupting my life right now, because my director keeps asking me about it, and I'm like, I don't know. I know, but you just have to be constantly in the know, and I think that's hard. Like,
you mentioned the Excel spreadsheets. People wouldn't think.
You have to be looking at, like, you have to be able to analyze numbers, especially if you're going into, like, I guess, digital marketing, which is different from social media marketing.
Okay.
This is, you're looking at ad spend, you're looking at,
how did
he convert, CPC, you're looking at
what's CPC?
Cost per click.
Oh, okay, wow, okay.
CPO, cost per order, oh God. And let me tell you, so I don't know, I'm also still learning digital, but the way my agency does digital is, like, digital is the one that will lead us to this sales, this conversion, right? So you can imagine, they're giving me a budget of $1.2 million. I'm just looking at you like, why would you do this to me?
Oh, yeah.
And then you have to now consult your vendor to be like, okay, this is how much we have,
okay,
in terms of inclusive of your fees, taxes, all that, how do we spread this across all our channels? And this is not just Facebook, it's Microsoft Search, Yahoo, Amazon, connected TV.
So you have to know all this.
You have to know all the all the other the, day someone channels. Asked me, what is there's this connected TV that we have. I had to go and quickly just do a Google search.
Oh yeah,
you have to know, because exactly, we just don't only do Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
We do Google search.
Yeah.
We do Microsoft. We do Amazon. We do connected. We do Spotify. We do Spotify banner. We do Yahoo. Like,
I saw there's even banners. There are these digital banners on taxis,
the ones like on the billboards.
Oh yeah.
Is digital.
So it's.
You are working with the agencies to give them the creatives to make sure it's the right. It's the right size. I had to do this brief for one of our vendors for like a digital banner. Ha, that thing took me a while to come up with the brief. You have to come up with briefs.
That's, so marketing briefs are briefs. What's in a brief?
It depends. Brief is like the messaging, right? So let's say I want to hire a designer and I want some assets. So brief is like goal of the campaign, brand voice, like your tone, style, give them inspiration.
Oh, okay. Oh,
it's
I
not
see,
easy.
I see.
The clearer the brief is, like,
the better it
yes,
is.
Yes, I think
I see.
Marketing is hard, and I'm not saying, obviously, law is hard to as well, but with law, it's like, okay, this is the law. Okay, like this is
follow
the law.
It.
Just follow it and apply the cases. It was just, it was, but marketing, like, okay. Now, like, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of, like, reading. Honestly, I like it because it's also interesting to read about all these things.
About
I like things. Consumer culture too as well. Yeah. But marketing is not easy. So if you want to be successful, and I think everybody that goes into marketing, they also go into it because they are passionate about it. I don't know anyone that just goes... First of all, you have to, like... There are also SEO specialists. There are people that just do SEO.
Mm-hmm.
That's another, like...
Another field, yeah. So they are all these
and that one is
fields.
So hard. I know someone that he's an SEO specialist. Like, that's what he does. I don't even, like... There are just so many different things in marketing.
So people should... Yeah. So, I mean, word from you now is that... There's a lot of grunt work that you might not have noticed. There are a lot of channels. You need to have the passion for it. Many other things. But thank you so much for gracing us.
Thank you for having
with
me.
Your knowledge today.
This was nice.
This
was nice.
This was cool. I enjoyed the chat.
I enjoyed it too. Only if you can convert to money.
We'll convert.
Put it in the
I'll put it. All these viewers actually, because this is like wearing a. So it's like wearing a bar. So. All the bloopers are going into it.
Okay.
I think the bloopers are fine, but thank you very much.
Thanks
Bukumi,
for having me.
AKA
guys,
Books.
Follow Bag.
Is bag.
Back is bag. Follow Bag is bag and get your bag up.
Yeah. Get your bag up. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Bye.